Song of Solomon, the chapter 1 and the verse 3, is a verse that I want to leave with you this morning. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. The bride is speaking. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. And it is that phrase, thy name is as ointment poured forth, that I want to speak of today. The Holy Spirit here is describing the excellence of Jesus. The Holy Spirit here, through the testimony of the bride, is describing the beauty and the glory and the excellency of Jesus Christ. Thy name. That's the name that we're speaking about this morning. Not my name. Not the name of the church. But the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. His name. The name over all. The preeminent name. The one name. His name is as ointment poured forth. Not ointment shut up. Not ointment enclosed in a bottle, but ointment shed, an ointment poured forth, so that the fragrance of that name fills the whole house. It is that name that I want to speak of this morning under this image, as ointment poured forth. Because that's what the Lord Jesus is to the believer. He's as ointment poured forth. What's the Lord Jesus to you this morning? To you that are saved, you'll be able to say amen to this sermon. He's as ointment poured forth. To you who are not saved, may you be able to say it after the sermon. He is as ointment poured forth to me. The image here, of course, is one that is familiar in old times. The use of ointments and oils and perfumes is very ancient. We still do so today. They were used in ancient times, and they were especially used on special occasions such as weddings and marriages. And so the bride here is speaking of her bridegroom, and with the imagery of marriage and fragrance and perfume and ointment, she says concerning him, her Lord Jesus, thy name is as ointment poured forth. In what respects then is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ like ointment poured forth? What can we learn from this image? Let us look at the text then and meditate therein. Christ, the precious ointment. I say, first of all, concerning the Lord Jesus as one who is precious ointment poured forth. I say concerning him, first of all, that there is a fragrance about Jesus. A delightful fragrance about Jesus that pleases heaven and pleases the believer. There's a sweet fragrance about Christ, and his fragrance fills heaven. His fragrance is sweet to the Father as well as sweet to us, the saints on earth. We read John chapter 12. The reason why we read it, of course, is it so well illustrates what we're saying this morning. This woman, Mary, she had precious ointment. It was closed up in a bottle. But she came into the abiding place of Jesus and she broke the bottle. And the ointment was poured forth on Jesus. And you know what the Bible says? The fragrance of all that ointment which had been poured and covered Jesus, the fragrance of it, the smell of it, the odor of it filled the whole house. You could imagine someone puts perfume on. We would hope it's pleasant perfume. Not all perfumes are, of course. But this is true. When someone puts perfume on, the odor of it fills the house, doesn't it? That's what happens, the ointment. And Jesus, where is he today? He's at the Father's right hand. He's in heaven. He's in the house above. In my Father's house, he said, are many mansions. And the fragrance of Jesus fills the house of glory. He fills the house with his fragrance. He's sweet. He's sweet in the nostrils of the Father. He is perfume and sweet odour. That image is very often taken up in the Song of Solomon. You'll see, for example, in the same chapter, verse 13, a bundle of myrrh is my well-beloved unto me. He shall lie all night betwixt my breasts. The image there, of course, is a bundle of myrrh, perfumed myrrh, as a necklace around the neck, and it's hanging down here. And the odour of it going up. That's what my beloved is to me. He's sweet. He lies on my chest, and the odour of him ascends up to my nostrils. And then you have the similar imagery in chapter 3, verse 6. Who is this that cometh up out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Perfumed. He's perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the powders of the merchant. He is sweet. And then again in chapter 5 and verses 4 and 5, my beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels removed for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. We haven't time to look at that image there, but the bride's in bed, and the bridegroom has come to the door, and he's been putting his hand into the door to try to get the latchet of the handle to open it and to go in. She doesn't want to get up out of bed, and he's been fidgeting at the handle. And then he stops. And he goes away. And whenever she gets up eventually and comes to the door, he's gone, of course, but she touches the handle. And her fingers are dropping with the smell of the Saviour's hand. She's got some of his perfume on her hand by handling the lock. It's powerful imagery, and there are powerful lessons in it. But for us this morning, this is the truth. There's a sweetness about our Saviour. There's a fragrance and an excellence about our Lord Jesus. And all that excellence fills heaven tonight, or this morning. He is the center of heaven. And his fragrance fills the Father's house. And it fills this house where he is proclaimed and preached. And it fills our hearts where he dwells and where he abides. So here there's a fragrance and a sweetness about Jesus. So don't despise Christ, men and women. He's the sweetest object of heaven. So don't you despise him. Don't you use his name in vain, who is sweet to the Father. And his sweetness covers all our sins, doesn't it? You know, the priests, they could only minister in the holy place if the incense was going up. The perfume of the incense. They could only serve in that atmosphere, in that fragrance. Their service would not have been accepted without that incense, without the sweet fragrance of Christ covering them. And so we would serve the Lord in this house, but our service will be in vain if we have not the sweetness of Christ covering us. And so we serve in his name, and we serve under the covering of his blood. And we serve on the ground of what Jesus is and what Jesus has done. And it is by fellowship with Jesus that we become sweet as well. Don't you want to be a sweet Christian? Don't you want to have a pleasantness about you like the Lord Jesus? How do we get that? It's by fellowshipping with Christ. By fellowshipping with him, the fragrance of his person, the excellency of his fragrance, the odour of his glorious grace will fill us and will saturate us and will make us like him, so that sinners who never met Jesus may smell something of him in our lives. Oh, let us fellowship with Jesus. Let us handle Jesus. Let us embrace Jesus, so that we have something of his likeness and of his scent. And so there's a fragrance about Christ that pleases heaven and pleases the believer. But let us think secondly then of more closely about not only the fragrance, but this is ointment. It's as ointment poured forth. Let us think about Jesus as ointment poured forth. Ointment hath cleansing and healing value. If you study the word ointment in the Bible, you'll find that. There's not only a savour about ointment, the odour of it would fill the house. There's not only a savour about Christ, but there's benefits in Christ. He brings blessing. Ointment does things to the body. Ointment does powerful things to the body. That's why we use it. That's why doctors prescribe it. Ointment hath virtue. And Jesus hath virtue when he's applied to our hearts and souls. He brings to us benefits. It says in our text, the savour of thy good ointments. So there's not only a savour, but his ointments are good. Why are they good? Why are the ointments of Jesus good? They're good because they're his. But they're good also because they do good. Does good to the soul and to the heart. Christ, as ointment poured forth, has softening and healing virtues. You'll see, for example, in Isaiah chapter 1 and the verse 6. From the sole of the foot even unto the head there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. So you'll see here that there's an image of the body bruised and battered and putrefying, open wounds and tumours and boils, and they haven't been treated. And they haven't been, and the word is, they haven't been mollified with ointment. That's one of the things ointment does. It mollifies. I understand the word means, in the original, to soften. Ointment softens. Softens lumps, hard lumps, tumours. Ointment, the application of them, softens. And that's what Jesus does. He's his ointment. And he softens. He softens our hearts. He takes away the harshness. He takes away the hardness. He makes us gentle. He pacifies us. You know, a Christian should not have a hard heart. And a Christian shouldn't have a harsh heart. Because Jesus is ointment that mollifies the heart, softens the heart, takes away the sharpness, takes away the harshness, takes away the hardness. And so, child of God, don't ever become bitter. And don't ever become harsh. And never become hard. And should you do so, and should you be tempted to do so by the wicked one, or through incidents that will happen to you in your life, then get to Jesus and apply the ointment of his name. Sit at the cross, sit at Calvary. Consider what he has done for you. Consider how he has washed your sins. And let your heart be mollified by his love and by his grace. So ointment softens. And his name is as ointment poured forth. It has softening effect. That woman who got up out of bed, she was in bed whenever the Lord was knocking at the door. She was very hard. She didn't want to get up to him. She didn't want to dirty her feet. She was a bit harsh, even to the Saviour who was outside the door knocking to get in. Finally, she did get up. And whenever she got the sweet incense on her fingers, she has a whole new attitude now. Where is he? And she's going out looking for him. She's completely changed now because the ointment has softened her heart. May we ever have soft hearts for Jesus and soft hearts for our fellow men. But Christ, as ointment poured forth, not only has softening virtue, but he also has cleansing virtue. Cleansing virtue. Ointment is, of course, an oil, and it can get into the pores and take out the dust and the grime. Ordinary water sometimes doesn't do it. But oils and ointments can go in there and clean out the pores, the little speck of dust that, if left, will grow and become a horrible, ugly, black thing that clings to the flesh. People of God, let Jesus wash away the dust that's in the pores of your heart, lest it grow and increase and become a horrible black thing that even your fellow men can see and flee from at the sight of. Let Jesus be the ointment that goes into the heart, into the inner chambers, into the deepest pores of your soul, and let him wash you out. And let him purify your mind. Let him be as the ointment going into the soul to wash you. His name is as ointment poured forth. He has cleansing virtues. Oil is also sometimes used on the face. Women use oil on the face. Men are guilty of that too from time to time, I understand. Oil is useful. Gives you a shiny face. If you've been a bit cast down or a bit weepy maybe, the face is looking rough, a bit of oil will brighten you up. Give you a shine. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is like that. If he lifts up the light of his countenance upon us, he can brighten us up. If he's applied to our hearts, to our souls, he cheers us. Oil has cheering virtue. You read about that in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 9. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. There's a powerful verse of Scripture. A metaphor, really, of conversation and counsel from a friend. Ah, but there's nothing like the counsel of Jesus. There's nothing like the sweetness of him who is our sweetest friend, who comes along beside us and gives us hearty counsel and cheers us up. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. Child of God, let Jesus rejoice you this morning. Let the voice of Jesus cheer you up. Let the voice of Jesus give you hearty counsel, so that your very countenance is beaming because of Christ. Oh, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us, Lord, and let our faces shine. And let us go down from the mount of thy presence like Moses did of old. Ointment hath virtue to give us a shiny face. And of course, ointment has virtue to heal us, doesn't it? You'll remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. Whenever the man was travelling from Jerusalem down to Jericho and he was set upon by the thieves, and the Good Samaritan come along and helped him out, the Bible says he bound up all his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, poured into the wounds to give healing virtue. And sometimes the doctor would prescribe ointments for wounds, for healing effect. Well, I tell you, there's no healing like Jesus gives. Have you been hurt? Are you sad? Has some disappointment afflicted you? And there's a wound from a fellow man, or a wound even from a fellow brother or sister. Have you been hurt? Oh, let Jesus pour into the wound his healing virtue. Let Jesus heal you of that sore. Bring it to the Saviour. Bring it to Christ. Weep your heart out at his footstool. He'll pour in the healing virtue. He'll give you hearty counsel. Oil has healing virtue. All these things Jesus is. All these things Jesus is to us, child of God. We find it so. And more may we find it day by day. And to you, sinner, who have never met him, to you who have never smelt the fragrance of his grace, to you who have never had the odour of his beautiful person fill your heart, oh, that the Lord would take away the blindness of your mind, that you would begin to see some beauty and attractiveness in Jesus, and that you would come to him, and that you would open your heart, and that you would say, Lord, pour into this sin hardened heart of mine all the benefits of your death and your sacrifice. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. But then finally, I want you to think of the phrase poured forth. We have thought of Christ as the saver. We have thought of his name as having benefits as ointment. But now let us think about the pouring forth. Because there's an emphasis upon the pouring forth, isn't there? There are no vain words in the Bible. The Holy Spirit, we reckon, might well have stopped at thy name is as ointment. And if Solomon himself was writing that, he might have just wrote that, thy name is as ointment. But the Holy Spirit says thy name is not only as ointment, but the Holy Spirit says thy name is as ointment poured forth, emptied out of the bottle, shed upon the earth, poured forth from the heights of glory, poured forth in all his fullness, poured forth to descend to this sin-cursed earth of ours. He's poured forth. I tell you, that's a good description of Jesus. He might have stayed in heaven in all the fullness of his Godhead, enclosed in glory, and worshipped by the angels, and loved by the Father and by the Holy Spirit. But no, grace made him come. Grace made him not to be one closed up in Godhead, but grace made him to be poured out in all his virtues upon us sinners. He's poured forth. There's an emphasis on the pouring forth. Let us think about that. The pouring forth speaks of the availability of Jesus, doesn't it? If something's poured forth, it's available. In a bottle, it's closed up. In a bottle, it's put away in a cupboard. People come into the house, they don't see it, don't smell it, know nothing about it. It's closed up for some special people, the householder, who can go in and use it as he pleases. But if ointment is... Old bottles, of course, didn't have wee lids the way we have today. You broke the bottle, the seal was gone. It all was gone. It was all poured out, all used. Just as Mary used it all in Jesus, it was available. You can access it. Jesus is not locked away in a cupboard for some special people. He's not locked away in some obscure place and only some very favoured and very special people have access to him. No, he's poured forth and sinners can come to him and sinners can apply to him and sinners wherever they're found may find in him life. He's poured forth and he's available. Of course, it speaks of the sacrifice of Calvary as well. You can't think of this pouring forth, but you think of Calvary. My heart is poured forth. On the cross, he said. He poured forth his blood. He poured forth the life of his humanity. This is my blood, which is poured forth for you. Poured forth. That fullness of availability is yours to have if you believe and come to Jesus. But it also speaks of the necessity to use him, doesn't it? He's poured forth in the gospel. All that fullness is poured forth in the gospel. Do you know, whenever I preach, whenever any minister preaches, that's what's happening. There's a pouring forth of grace. There's a savour, a fragrance. That's not my language. That's the language of the apostle. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the verse 14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. So every place Paul preached, he says, there's the savour of the knowledge of Christ going forth. There's a savour of Christ that goes forth in the preaching. But you know, smelling Christ is not enough. You have to use him. You have to use him. And that's why he's called here as poured forth. He's poured forth that he might be used, that he might be dipped into, that he might be applied to the wound. He's to be used. He's to be approached. You're to come to him. You're to partake of him by faith. You're to dip into him and apply his balm to your weary soul. It's not enough to hear the gospel. It's not enough to get the savour. You have to apply it. Just like the doctor's medicine. He'll give the prescription. You go to the chemist, you'll get the prescription, you'll bring your wee bottle home. But you have to take the ointment out and apply it. It'll do you no good. And you have to apply Jesus, my fellow friend. You have to come to Christ. You have to make use of him. You have to have fellowship and communion with him. You have to have union with him. In the pouring forth of his fullness, you have to dip into him and touch him and make use of him. And that's called in the Bible union to Jesus. And only God's believing people have that. Believe in the Lord Jesus then, child of God. And you believe in him for the first time, fellow sinner. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. In conclusion, we perhaps take some cure to use natural ointments, don't we? Maybe someone put on some perfume this morning. Perhaps someone put on some oil. Maybe you did it for your health. Maybe you did it for your beauty. Maybe you did it for some scent. Whatever. You only took care of your body. And you know what's happening in your body? It's decaying. And all the ointments in the world won't stop it. You've come here this morning for other scent and for other ointment. That's applied to your soul. It's your soul that's immortal. It's your soul that is everlasting. So contrast earthly ointments and contrast this heavenly ointment. Earthly ointments are very dear, you know. They're very costly. You can pay a lot of money for them. Jesus is free. He's free. Of course, he's the most expensive gift that heaven has given, but he's free to us sinners. That's a contrast. And then other ointments are man-made, aren't they? But Jesus is the Lord from heaven, without beginning, without end. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Other anointments decay and fade away and evaporate, but Jesus stays the same. And his virtues are everlasting and eternal as himself. He knoweth no decay. Not even his humanity saw corruption. For he is heavenly ointment. Other ointments only do temporary good to a dying body. But Christ does eternal good to an immortal soul. Other ointments are slow of use and insignificant in their effect. But Christ is quick. The moment his blood is applied, the sin is gone. He is not weak. Other ointments might do something might not do something, Jesus always works powerfully. He never fails. If he's applied effectually, and the healing is wrought. His name, that one name, that solitary name, that great and precious name that the Father has given, that name is his ointment poured forth. So get that ointment, and get it with all thy getting, and get it today.